Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 4:23 p.m. stock markets were lower. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 60.67 points to 22,051.79. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 530.16 points to 39,596.98. The NASDAQ was down 281.41 points to 17,878.78. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 64.28 points to 5,137.21. VIX futures are up minus 0.35 points to 16.03. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 341 points to 39,817.5. The China Seas. I-300 is down 12.87 points to 3,567.8. The DAX in Germany was up 34.71 points to 18,402.43. The CAC 40 in France was down 1.68 points to 8,151.55. The FTSE 100 in London was up 38.45 points to 7,975.99. Commodity markets. Gold is down $4.85 to $2,310.25. Silver is down 6 cents to $26.99. Crude oil is up $1.31 to $86.74. Copper is up 2 cents to $4.21. Natural gas is down $0.06 to $1.77. May corn closed at $4.35 and a quarter. May soybeans closed at $11.80. May wheat closed at $5.56 and a quarter. The Canadian dollar is 1.3542. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.22. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.58. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.64. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.3. Bitcoin is at $67,880.40. Highlights of today's news. Coinbase becomes first foreign crypto exchange to be registered in Canada. Trudeau creates fund for nonprofits to buy apartment buildings. Ford delays start of electric vehicle production at Oakville plant for 3 years. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.